I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. On the five-year anniversary of the El Dorado Promise, a new study shows how the scholarship program has impacted trends in the South Arkansas School District. In January 2007, Murphy Oil announced it would contribute $50 million over 10 years to help graduates of El Dorado Public Schools go to college tuition-free. 5 years later, a study conducted by the Office of Education Policy at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville showed the following trends. El Dorado Public Schools have seen a 5% increase in student enrollment, whereas neighboring school districts from Texarkana to Crossett have seen 5% to 14% declines. El Dorado Promise leaders said that if pre-2007 trends continued, El Dorado Public Schools would have lost an additional 200 students. Also, 80% of eligible high school graduates, or about 780 students, have used the El Dorado Promise Scholarship Program. Walmart stores announced that current Sam's Club president and CEO Brian Cornell is leaving the wholesale unit and will be replaced by Rosalind Brewer, effective February 1st. Brewer was most recently president of the Walmart U.S. Eastern Business Unit, where she was responsible for more than $100 billion in annual revenue, 1,600 stores, and more than 500,000 workers. On the earnings front, three Arkansas banks posted profits this week. One-time items from a year ago affected Simmons First National's fourth quarter and full-year bottom lines, leading to lower earnings of $25.4 million for the Pine Bluff-based bank holding company. Home BancShares, parent company of Centennial Bank, reported net income for the year of $54.7 million compared to just $17.6 million 1 year ago. Home BancShares has been on an acquisition spree for the last 2 years as it has gobbled up banks in northern Florida and a sliver of Alabama. And Bank of the Ozarks reported record net income of $101 million, a 58% increase for 2011. Bank of the Ozarks' fourth quarter net income was only up 3.8%, so the bank recorded most of its bottom line progress in the first and second quarters when it incorporated profits from three key out-of-state acquisitions. And Schulze & Birch Biscuit Company, the Chicago-based manufacturer, said it has completed its acquisition of one-time Searcy-based Yarnell's Ice Cream from bankruptcy and hopes to have products on the shelves of grocery stores by this spring. Schulze & Birch said its management will begin meeting with retailers to present the Yarnell's product line with original formulas. It also said the process of reopening the Yarnell's plant in Searcy will begin immediately using some former Yarnell's employees. Now, don't expect production to ramp up to past levels of more than 200 workers. The new owners are planning a smaller-scale reintroduction of its ice cream products to the market. I'm Roby Brock, and this is your Talk Business Update.